come. Orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it to your weekly word addiction. This is World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill, on my left-hand side, as he has been for almost 3 years now, Michael Amade.
Hello.
Hello. You sound strangely like Batman.
Oh, no, this is my sexy voice.
Oh, your sexy voice.
I fight crime using my sexy voice, though, as well. Sometimes I read poetry.
Ooh. That almost Sean Connery type? No?
Not particularly, no. Right.
And on his left side, who doesn't need a sexy voice because he's got one hairy body, he is the half squatch.
Good evening.
Oh, good
sorry,
evening.
Yeah,
good
evening.
No, I think that...
Talk just like this all night?
You speak very properly, like this.
Right. Yeah, I know. My Bane impression?
Nobody cared who I was until they saw the hair.
No?
No. Okay. No, it does not work for me.
Okay.
All right. All right. So, hey, we do poetry here. We
what?
We have some sponsors that are very special to us.
Where?
They basically support the arts by helping us out. So we want to say a big hearty thank you to NatureBox.com, longest running supporter of our show.
Yeah, actually, it's so cool that they've been on for so long.
Yes, if you want healthy snacks, GMO-free, gluten-free, sugar-free, check them out.
Sucker-free.
Sucker-free. Exactly. No no suckers. You get great trail mix.
No one wants natural suckers.
Nuts, that sort of thing. You want to live a healthy lifestyle. Who doesn't?
And obviously, if you like the show, you like nuts. So
yes,
sign up for NatureBox.
Pretty much. It's not a stretch to like NatureBox.com. Go out. Sign up for the subscription. Have the nuts delivered directly to your door. Those nuts, not these nuts.
Because we don't get delivered.
No.
There's no
there's only one person that delivers us, and he's still debating on it, too.
Wow.
All right. Biblical humor already. Of course, Good Morning Snore Solution. Thank you guys for getting on board. We love you guys. Frankly, because I can sleep at night. My wife doesn't snore near as much.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yes. You know, I was talking to my wife, and she noticed a girl kind of, you know, eyeballing me. She's like, oh, she's got it for you. I'm like, that's okay. She's not a hobbit, and I have a thing for hobbits. And my wife's just shaking her head like, shut up.
Well, I kind of, you know, I think it would be really romantic and funny if you had someone follow you around with a tin whistle, and every time you said that, they just play a little bit of the theme of Lord of the Rings.
That'd be awesome. So, and of course, we want to thank KNET Books. If you want to learn something, anything, you want to learn some poetry, definitely check out Cynthia Sharp's book. But if you can't do that, definitely check out KNET Books, and you can learn how to write poetry like many of our great callers. Astrophysics, quantum theory, whatever.
You know, basic, simple stuff.
Or, you know.
But, you know, there's a lot of book on a lot of books on literature and all kinds of things. Speaking of books, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. So those are our sponsors for the night. But
thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Speaking of that, I have kind of undertaken a bit of a task this last week.
Yeah, I'm very impressed, by the way. The minute you told me, I'm like, well, duh, that's an easy fit.
Well, so I decided to put out a book of kind of lyrics as poetry. And I think I decided that on, what, Tuesday, maybe?
Yeah.
And so the book has been delivered. I'm just waiting for it to be processed and for all the payment stuff to just be run through the system. So probably early this next week, at the latest, I'll know that it's working. And I'll post a link and I'll mention it on the next show. But one of the reasons I'm doing that is I was trying to put together how quickly and what the right real path to go as far as getting a book published, so we can turn around and eventually share that information with everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And you can read his lyrics. You can read them as poetry. You can find out that
Michael Amon is more than just a pretty face on the show, that he actually has depth of thought and character.
Yes, and strangely, using this pretty face on a radio show doesn't seem to be appropriate,
though. Oh, you have a face made for radio, my
it's
friend.
It's weird, though. I walk outside, and I'm like, you know, I'm a good-looking guy, and I walk outside, and the first thing I hear is, oh, my God! And people run away. And then I realize I should put my pants on.
Typically, it tends to help.
I don't know why I keep forgetting.
All right.
Or do I?
So we have some rules around here, at least for the first few segments. We have rules. We want it free of hate speech. We want it free of the magical F-bomb. We don't want advertising unless you put it in a poem.
And that's not that hard to do.
No, it's not. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
J-Todd,
so basically, we're pretty lenient. We want 1 to 3 minute long poetry. If you have a good flow going, of course we let you run over. We've let several people run over per show, as it's been brought to my attention by our advertisers.
Yes, yeah, we're very much aware. We have to time everything, keep everything on a pretty tight clip.
And we have probably the best producer in radio, and so he's going to measure everything for us and tell us where we went wrong. Usually at our Wednesday meeting.
Hey, JT, this Halloween, I'm going to build you a radio suit so you can be the best producer in a radio.
Nice.
Dude, that would be awesome. Can it be one of those, like, classic 80 boom boxes?
Oh, you want to do one of those? Because I was thinking more like a 1930s, like, cool style.
Oh, yeah, with a big dial in the front, right? Yeah.
But I have a console unit that used to, like, go in the living room, kind of like a television, but it was a console radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a couple of small living room, like 10 of them. Small of those old style radios.
Oh, awesome.
Jeez.
They're really cool.
All right. So you're going to want to call to share your poetry. 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766. We need the first five.
Call now.
Hi, folks. This is David Lewis Paget in Australia with Holy Smoke. He laid no claim to a perfect life, nor looked to a higher power. He lived his life, said his seventh wife, at 100 miles an hour, and those he bruised as he hurtled by were the first in defending him. He didn't live by our man-made rules, but those he defined within. There were some that said he was selfish, and some that said he was cruel. Those with the backward collar he devoured and used as fuel. He couldn't stomach the hypocrite, the ones that would have you pray. If there is a God, I'll give you the nod. You wouldn't be here today. There wasn't a woman could tame him down, not a concubine nor a wife. He wore out many an eider down in living a lustful life. He lived as the rest of us should live, in a type of joyful surge, and carried us all along with him, with our inhibitions purged. He set a pace that would burn him out, as his strength and youth declined, but railed and ranted against the force that made him a prey to time. I'll not give in, it would be a sin to deny in my final breath a life that sailed too close to the rail. That's an ignominious death. He swore that he'd find a way to show that death only set you free. As he laid his head on that final bed, here's what he said to me. Just watch that picture over the hearth of me when the world was young. I'll make it fall from the chimney wall if the sting of my death's undone. And so he died in his earthly pride, then went to his funeral pyre. I told my wife there's another life, devoured in the flames and fire. I didn't believe that he could survive on the strength of his will alone, but went away to the wake that day they held in his childhood home. His friends were milling about the house and drinking his cellar dry, while I stood pensive before the hearth and asking the question, why? When a sudden crash on the cobbled hearth saw his picture fall from the wall, a shattered glass from his grinning face went showering over all. It must have been a coincidence, I said, and the wife agreed. We'll have to go to the cemetery to prove that he's there indeed. We waited just on a week ago. It rained and the grave was soaked, but pouring out from his headstone there was a plume of holy smoke.
At the Hall of Justice, David Paget throwing down for us. Talk about a longtime supporter of the show. He's been submitting from virtually week 3, week 4 with us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed with his work always. The voice. Ah, that voice.
Yeah, I kind of wish I had that voice.
Yeah. So, we've got five of the best lineup for you. Hey, returning old family member that we have not heard from in a while. And, of course, a lot of the usual suspects, too. If you're wanting to call in and you've never done this before, let these people lead the way for us. Give them a listen. Find out how it's done. We're going to go right to Lorraine from New York. Lorraine, are you on the line with us?
I certainly am. How are you guys?
Ah, doing good. Glad you're with us.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I'll get right to the poem. I wrote it last year. It's called Daybreak.
All right.
Skyrockets explode in pockets of my mind, leaving trails of smoke and fire behind. As my pillow blows, igniting desire, exposing feathers and foam and dreams. In linen seams, 900 threads thick, Egyptian cotton beneath my head, supporting thoughts that fade in light as I shake free the veils of night. And flecks of sun chase midnight's gloom as a new day is born in heaven's womb.
You. Way to lead us off, Lorraine.
Thank you so much. It's so good to hear all of you, and I'll try next hour, I guess.
Yes, we're going to be doing the After Dark segment, so you can bring one of your more risque poems.
Fine. I got to get that from the cat, but I got it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Got it.
Beautiful.
Okay. Cool.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. That was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Right on.
All right.
Yeah, heck Taking of a lead off.
Lorraine's fighting her cat to get the poem for later.
I don't even know where to go with that one. I'm just going to leave that one alone, there, digest, ferment a little bit.
You're going to ferment? Yeah. That's not what that smell is. Okay.
All right. So, have you ever seen our producer just look like he's been sucker punched like he did during that phone call?
Oh.
He's been working hard all week to try and eliminate a certain noise when we take phone calls.
But I think in that case, he might have still had, because we had it all worked out earlier.
Yeah. So, we're going to try another phone call, but that look of dejection, like, I worked so hard and nothing happened. I was like, don't worry, brother, we still love you, you're still the best.
We're going to see what happens here.
So. All right, so we're going to go from New York out to New Hampshire. Please welcome Jalorian. Jalorian, are you online?
I am here, yes.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you.
Aha, you sound crystal clear tonight.
Oh, good. The piece that I'm going to write, read to you tonight is a little dark. It's called Ineffable. There is a sickness of the heart that infects the mind, the soul. It yanks the spirit out of you and then gobbles it down whole. It turns your gaze into a glare and it lends acid to your tone. People ask if you're all right, but you just want to be left alone. You can't explain the way you feel. And it hurts to even try. You mean to say that you're okay, but it comes out a strangled cry. There is no name for this despair, nor any way you can erase the sorrow written in your eyes, the pain that's etched upon your face. It is an anguish that belongs to a select and chosen few, and if you don't know how it feels, I hope you never do, you may well think that I'm depressed and that there may be a pill, but neither drugs nor therapy can repair me of this ill. This dull and constant heavy ache, this broken sullen attitude is as impervious to the physician as it is his platitudes, but still I get up every day, and though I'm trying hard to cope, of all the things that I have lost, the thing I miss the most is hope. That's it.
Very well done. We have one of the best producers. By the time he's done slicing that up, you won't even tell that there was a pause there.
No, but wonderful job, and I really enjoyed the work. Thank you, Jalorian.
Thank you, Jalorian.
Bye.
That was Jalorian on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Tony, our poets just bring it every week, 100%. It puts me through a range of emotions. I love this show just for that fact. I've always liked poetry and spoken word art, but to become friends with people all over the country and have them share on your show, amazing. And someone that's been really close to our show and I consider a close personal friend, please welcome Barbara.
Hi, Hi, guys.
Hi, welcome aboard.
Hi, I was actually watching Wet Hot American Summer, which, if you haven't watched it, is just hilarious.
Barbara, that show is more like our life than I care to admit.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's a new thing on Netflix.
They took all these guys that were in the movie and put them into this TV show, and it's hysterical, and I really think that Paul Rudd has some kind of fountain of youth there, because he does not look his age at all.
He doesn't act his age either.
But to any of us, really, I mean, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah,
we don't any of us act our age.
That's a good point.
So this week, I hastily wrote two poems last night, and I'm going to read you the less political and sadder of the two. When I was going up to, this has a story, when I was going up to Cortland for my reunion, we passed this place where my husband and I used to spend, we weren't married then, but we used to spend hours just eating French fries and listening to sitting on the dock of a bay.
Otis Redding, right on.
It was called The Hollywood, and this is a poem called Reflections While Listening to Otis Redding. I hear Otis Redding singing, sitting on the dock of the bay, and remember us sitting in the Hollywood eating French fries and singing along as we gazed into each other's eyes, your hazel glance boring deep into my heart. And we hummed along, one hand holding the other, as the free ones dipped French fries into ketchup. And when the song ended after a kiss across the table, we put another quarter into the convenient jukebox at our table and chose it again and again and again, the background for our stolen hours away from the books and uncaring of the time we spent, as if we had suspended the moment and it hung there in a bubble of love we created in that booth. Your smile and your love surrounding me as they would for years afterward. Though at the time I only felt the intense beating of my heart in your presence and the joy of the time we spent, not knowing we were building the foundation for the invisible structure of our life together from moment to moment and cemented by the memories we created as we splashed through the years, bound together with the strand we had fastened to each other of faith in our dreams and hope for the fulfillment of our happiness. A strand so strong it continued after your light extinguished and your beautiful mind was at last at rest, and no longer did the world hear your voice, and no longer did I hear your voice whispering to me in private, reminding me of our first love moments when it was enough to sit and listen, not realizing that it would be me left sitting on the proverbial dock of the bay as, quote, the loneliness won't leave me alone, unquote. End quote.
Yeah. Very well done, Barbara.
Thank you. Yeah, this was bouncing around in my head for like 3 weeks.
I get poems like that where they work themselves out in my head, and then it, all of a sudden it's just like, blah, right on the paper.
I think I heard it again, you know, because it comes on the radio a lot, and it's in my iPad pod, so I can hear it again and again. And for a while, I couldn't hear it at all, and it was just too sad because it brought back memories. But now, I guess I could write about it, so it's not as sad, and, you know.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I got to say that particular song has a lot of touching to my spirit as well. And I was telling the boys I have this particular music mix I'm working with right now, and that rolls through that every once in a while. Otis Redding is an amazing musician, or was an amazing musician.
Absolutely. Yeah. Otis Redding was amazing. Yeah.
He was the bomb. Yeah. All right, Barbara. Okay. Thank you very much. And are you calling back for the After Dark segment as well?
Are you going to have two segments of people, or is it just the After Dark?
It can be either. You can read a straight poem during After Dark. It's going to be kind of like a morphing of After Dark and Return Engagement.
Well, I have a very political poem, so I think bring that it. Might be After Dark.
And, you know, I've actually got one that I wrote so raw that I have to read it during After Dark, too, so...
He might make me read it in my high Monty Python woman's voice, so that could
that be would me. Actually be quite fitting. Yeah. Barbara, thank you.
Thank you.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. All right.
Just clipping along, moving along. Yeah.
Like a big clipper ship sailing the oceans.
Kicking
names and taking... Never mind. I like that, though. We might have to use that later. All right. So, returning to our family, someone who called a while ago, and we've missed her voice, please welcome back to the airwaves, Amanda. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back to our show.
Thank you.
We've missed you.
Yeah, I've been away for a while, but I'm back and I'm ready to start writing again.
Beautiful. And with writing, you're ready to start sharing again too, right?
Yes.
Awesome. What do you got for us tonight?
I have a poem today called The Price. Should I just read it?
Yeah, it's floor is yours.
All right. Alone, alone, alone. Time fermenting like decaying flesh, slowly rotting off the bone. Alas, I hear a tone, interrupting silent nothing, quiet manifests the moan. Seething sounds grow deeper all throughout my concrete home, as the chills consume my body whilst they morph into a groan. My skin is cold as stone, emanates a chilling tingle as a ghastly sight is shown. Coalescing out of nothing, the reaper perched upon his throne. Outstretched fingers pointing at me as to claim me as his own. Hissing orders to obey him or forever writhe in the unknown. Leading to my escort that my fate may be postponed. He gestures with his fingers that my deeds won't be condoned. As he parts his mouth to speak, voice so ghastly monotone, he assures me I must follow, that my life was just alone. I had thrown it all away, and what I've reaped must now be sown.
Very well done. God, we've missed you. Thank you very much for calling our show again.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure listening.
I was going to say, don't hold on us so long next time.
Definitely not.
Awesome.
You guys are giving me some good inspiration.
Beautiful. I look forward to me hearing more from you.
All right. You guys have a good one.
You as well. That was Amanda on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Yeah.
You know what I feel like we should do? It's such great work. Let's go to Michigan. Just a minute. I think we should get ready. We have a longtime caller of the show, one of my favorites of the show.
Yeah.
Recurring caller, literally, almost every week without fail.
Yes.
Let's go to Chris.
Chris, are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can. Loud and clear, brother.
Well, it's a new phone system and a new operating system. And
everything's new.
Oh, yes. That's interesting.
I bet.
I was listening to the Barb, and she really struck a chord, and you guys, you know, continued it. Otis Redding, that man, awesome.
Yeah,
it was.
You know, and I walked around Writer's Cafe again this morning, during the day a little bit. Just so many talented people that had things to say. You know, and I'm reminded of some of the music that we grew up with. You know, sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I watch them roll away again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Oh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. That man just fits the mood of what we try to say.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a little ragged around the edges, a sense of fragile, a touch of unease, a bit of anger, and a taste of less. I can lie to myself, but that really serves no purpose, as I can't change what is, and tomorrow awaits. I remember when I didn't eat out of choice, my prerogative, so that others could. I remember being so damn cold. No choice at all on that one. I remember the shame I felt at what I believed I became. And all because of some profit-loss bickering of powers that were. What they were remains to be really seen. But was their decision that negated many lives, and still does. I remember that doing was supposed to count. I remember that caring wasn't a crime. I remember that there never is a free lunch. And that, God forgive me, there is nothing fair in life. I've seen the sneer up close and personal of the don't and can't give a damns. And know the hurt of what actually did matter after all. And didn't have to wonder the whys of either. But then again, I'm aware. Always aware. It is life how we live it. Not as we want it. It's the dealing we do daily because it's all we can do. Deal with each breath we have to take. Till even that is taken away. Page is sticking. So much meanness for its own seeming sake. Damn, how little some people can be. But then again, I feel. Yeah. A little ragged around the edges. A sense of fragile. The taste of darkness. The cloying numbness of fingertips chilled. And still no tomorrow awaits. Sitting on the dock of the bay. Wasting time. The end.
Unbelievable. Well done.
Otis Redding's the man.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I had a chance to be in his time frame.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Way cool, guys.
Thank you. And we're going to hear from you during the After Dark / Return engagement, of course, right?
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Nice.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Okay. Toodles.
Toodles. That was Chris on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. All right, so my tablet seems to be functioning pretty well, so I'm going to give you guys a choice. You have a choice of three.
Okay.
We're going to go with the whole wedding thing. You can choose something old, something new, something borrowed, or...
Something stolen from another guy?
The something blue has to wait till after dark, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Is that when you're going to put on the Smurf makeup?
Exactly.
That makes sense.
So what do you want to hear?
Let's hear something borrowed.
Something borrowed. Now, I wrote this actually... The sentiment on it is borrowed, and you guys actually have heard this recently, so... but not our listeners. This is entitled Strange Things. The light flickers at the local Circle K. Bugs fly around canopy lights. The wind blows from the southeast. The clerk smokes a heater just outside the door. A young father fills the tank of a 1985 Plymouth Horizon at pump number 6. Traffic flows by on a roadway. Fountain drinks on sale, half price. The clerk mashes out his smoke and resumes his shift work, uttering a phrase that he has for years. Time to lean, time to clean. Storm clouds form off in the distance. The song on the radio changes to Bread's Make It With You. Don't go in the phone booth. Strange things are afoot.
Very nice.
Of course, borrowed from Bill and Ted's.
Mm-hmm. So. One of my favorite movies of all time. Or movie series of all times. Well, I've got, even the second one.
Well, yeah, I've got to say, I've got this thing for time travel flicks. And you're going to call me overly sensitive. All of my favorite flicks are time travel flicks.
Overly sensitive.
Bill and Ted. Somewhere in Time.
Okay.
And, of course, Back to the Future.
What about Timeline with, what's his name?
Christopher.
Paul.
Oh.
From Fast and Furious. Paul Walker.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, what about Time Cop?
That kind of left me disappointed.
Wait, the movie or the TV series? Because, you know, TV series kind of
really
did it for me.
Okay.
All right.
So, what about Time Machine?
I don't think I've seen that.
Really?
I don't watch a lot of...
You've never seen the Time Machine?
That's true.
I don't think I have.
There's two. You should watch them both.
Yeah. There's the Tim Burton one with Guy Pearce is okay. The older one.
Yeah.
Just my personal opinion. If you're going to watch them, the old Time Machine movie.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. So if you want more of that, you're going to want to check out Radio Angry, hosted by our own Half Squatch.
At radioangry.com.
All right. So we got five more new callers. Give us a call at 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766. We need the next five who have not called in yet tonight.
Please call. You are listening to Next Evolution in Poetry Radio, World Poetry Open Mic. I'm Jay Todd, and I am so excited. We've got this festival that we're organizing.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. You will not... Well, you've heard of Bob Dylan, right?
Who's that?
Bob Dylan?
Bob.
I've heard of Bob Dylan. He wrote a few songs.
A few songs from Minnesota, right?
Yeah. Tom Waits, you've heard of him, right?
No, I haven't really.
Yes, he's acted in a few films that I've seen.
Yes.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Dracula being one of them.
Yeah.
Dracula?
Leonard Cohen, famous poet.
I don't know who we're talking about.
None of those people are going to be at our festival.
Oh,
however,
sweet. Okay.
We did happen to book our headline act. And if you want to catch a full set of them doing electric music, you're going to want to go out to the Rock Circus Masquerade Friday, August 21st at the Oriental Theater, easier for me to say.
August 21 is the show. I'm going to be playing with them, actually.
Really?
It is going to be one hell of a show.
Some of the stuff you're telling about, it's going to be an emotional roller coaster for me, but I think I'm going to enjoy it.
Well, I think the reason we're bringing it up is because it's something that Draven from The Silent Still, and, you know, he's great friends with all of us. One night we had gone out and we had been talking about the idea of doing a show that wasn't just a concert. So it's not about just going out and seeing the band on a sparse stage. It was the music. It was a huge event that was way more fun to go to almost than it is to put it on.
You know?
And so we have a circus performance group there. We have acrobats. We have silk dancers. We have a full lighting show that we've developed. We have, plays from Pandemic Theater Company, the world's only horror theater company, and they're wonderful,
beautiful.
And so it's going to be a great night. But
we're all going to be there. So we're taking that week off.
Yeah. So August 21, we're going to have a best of.
However, they've decided and to bless our festival and be the headline act, and they're going to put together a special acoustic set. Is that right? Acoustic set?
Yeah, it'll be an acoustic set.
Special acoustic set. See, I don't work the music in. I don't know. Just for our festival. To kind of
all kazoos. No, I'm kidding.
That'll be played on
kazoos and washboards.
Wow.
So, if you can fly into Denver, you're definitely not going to want to miss either of the two shows. If you live in Denver, definitely don't miss out on The Silent Still.
The Silent Still show is great, and the proceeds go to the artist for the show, Posick.
Posick.
There's no ticket.
There's no ticket. It's free. Come in. You just walk in, you listen to some music, listen to some poets. Hey, breaking news on the poetry side of things.
Are you going to be there?
What?
No. Actually, I haven't been booked yet. But
oh, okay.
Michael, you do music. Would you like to be a part of our festival and play a set?
I suppose I can do that. Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Oh, sweet.
Cool. Yeah, so I will be one of the act as well. Sounds still going to headline, and I'm actually going to be playing with them also.
And you're going to have a band with you or
I'll
musicians?
Have a band. Yeah, we'll be playing. So the people from the show who downloaded C and some, you know, and have listened to some of the music, I'll be playing a lot of the songs from C.
And the people that like Studio X, definitely check out what he's going to do for Posick Festival.
Yeah.
The professor, Lenny C., unfortunately, he's not going to be able to make it. However, great news. His daughter, Jessica C.,
who is one hell of a poet herself,
has said, yes, I will come down and play with you guys. So definitely, shall we say, part of the poetic legendary family. And her son, actually, is quite a spoken word artist, too. Oh. So,
okay.
All right. So we've teased that enough. We've got five more.
I don't know if that's a tease. I think we're clubbing them over the head at this point.
Actually, we lost one caller.
Like baby seals, right? Anyway.
Wow.
I know.
We lost one caller.
I can't imagine why with the baby seals comment.
So we
only have four callers? Who was it? It was Mary?
Mary. Mary, if you want to call back, we'll get you loaded in, but you're going to call back right after the third caller, okay?
Okay, we won't answer in the middle of the caller.
We're not going to, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, calling all the way from the land of Bob Dylan, otherwise known as Minnesota, please welcome Mariah.
Hey,
how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Beautiful.
I've got some more pros for you tonight.
Nice.
Well, good. We have airwaves for you.
Chock full of airwaves for you.
We're chock full of airwaves. We're supposed to be taking medication, but tonight we're letting it go crazy.
I'm off my meds.
So are we.
Want to be best friends?
I've actually been off them for a long time. So.
Yeah. 2004 for me, so.
I don't take meds, so. I am off my meds.
I thought maybe that this Minnesota air could help me. I don't know if it's working, is it?
It is helping you. You sound more cheery.
Yeah. All right, so I got another letter right for you guys tonight. Someone commented on my last one and it's like, oh, I wish I was this person you were writing to. So I wrote them a letter. This girl has actually been helping me through a lot of stuff lately. So, this is Surrender. To the girl watching through blue-tipped flashes, I want to thank you for listening to me, for being a shoulder to cry on for my virtual tears that have yet to come. You helped me remember that there are good people in the world. You lent me your hammer and told me to swing. We cracked apart the steel boxes, we locked ourselves inside and threw away the screws so they could no longer hold us back. I will unlock our story. I read your poetry, Betun, and long to know you more deeply than I do. Let me show you how to paint on paper canvas, using brushes to shape your words into beauty. The spark is there in all of us, but tragedy flames the fire and some seem to let loose after they fall. Thank you for reaching out to catch me, even if I fell through your fingertips and am hanging on threads. My sanity and my wholeness are slowly cracking, but maybe they're just weighing me down. Perhaps if I let them go, you can lift me, carry me to the moon and back so that I can accept that I am broken. Everyone has cracks. I hope knowing me can help you realize that. Apparently we are only as strong as the glue we make. I wish Elmer's school glue could fix this, but I've tried, and it didn't quite work. All that's left is the semi-clear pieces of dried adhesive and memories of paper mache. Neither lasts long. I will be your super glue, my dear, if you let me. You have committed so much to mine that I feel I can simply drip my life onto you. I don't know you. I don't know your cracks or what leaves you broken, but I will listen and hammer away at any sharp edges I find. Sincerely, the girl with a heart-shaped key. End poem.
Love it. Another strong write from you. Keep that up for like 27 years and you'll be able to do your own radio show. No, I'm just kidding.
There's some hidden there's some hidden humbleness in there. There's a lot of humility in that statement. Hey, no, Mariah, honestly, all joking aside, a very nice piece and very good work. Thank you.
I actually have that up on SoundCloud, so I'll post the link to that in the chat room.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Yeah, get to hear the music behind it.
Oh, beautiful. That was Mariah on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio. Pow. All right. So Mariah's letter is kind of what inspired my write last Sunday. And the title was inspired by when Mr. Philip, I'm kind of teasing my After Dark poem. But the subject is very much Mr. Robert Mortland. So stay tuned for After Dark. You'll get to catch a glimpse of that.
Okay.
Another Colorado poet. Please welcome from Colorado Springs, he is Chris.
Hi there.
Hey, welcome aboard.
Oh, hey, thanks. Always the awkward pause.
Always the awkward pause.
I think it's awkward because we let it be awkward. It could just be a comfortable pause, you know.
I thought it was comfortable.
It feels like we could just have comfortable pauses for 25, 30 years, you know. Just
kind of this.
No one has to say anything, you know, just kind of. This is terrible. Hey, Chris, how was it going? How was your week?
It was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
How was your week?
You know what? Pretty good. Pretty good. Everybody else?
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Picnic, work, you know, just kind of muddled through the work week and got to Friday night again, which is what I live for.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So what do you got for us, man?
Well, every once in a while I like to write a poem about and try to incorporate all the senses,
okay,
or at least five of them. This is called Orator. I wrote this last year.
Awesome.
Fellow travelers, lend me your ears. I need them because I cannot hear. Stuck in a cell, I know not the outside. I cannot believe this, no matter how hard I try. I want to be there, but I need you to change. Lend me your ears so that I can hear his name. Still in the world, I don't want to leave, but it's written, and I cannot see. Perhaps, my fellow travelers, you should lend me your eyes. Tell me what you see so I can end my life. I'm blind to the fact that things run across my face. They've torn my sight, so I need your help to read his name. My fellow travelers, I'm parched and thirsty. Could you lend me your tongue that I might not speak heresy? This taste I have is dull and not exciting. A silence I want, but it takes pleasure in hiding. I need your help. Describe this to me. Say any words and tell me what you think. Or maybe what you feel. Could you lend me your hands that I might believe this real? My own are dry and cracked, beyond repair. Soon they will fall away along with my hair. Might you then hold your lover there? Tell me how they feel. Tell me if I should care. My fellow travelers, can you lend me your nose? These smells go, or so I'm told. The sweetness of decaying rot. No longer can I spray, but I feel like I also cannot. So I move, smelling very bad. I'm sorry, travelers, I cannot be a man. Losing my senses, leave me behind. Truly are you all great, search for the divine. Use the senses as you should. In all aspects, be good. Thank you.
Way to go, Chris. Definitely a hefty piece there, my friend.
Right on. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, man.
You guys have a good
night. Hey, you too.
You guys have a good night.
All right, you too. We're looking forward to hearing from you again.
That was Chris on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio.
You know, the cool thing is hearing poets call in and read their own work. It becomes more and more uniquely them because you get to hear the kind of theatrical kind of angle they come at the piece. So Chris,
correct, and the cadence that they put it in and everything, it's really a true gift to hear it.
Right. And I mean, and talking about, you know, quality of work is there's, you know, there's so much quality, but say Chris from Colorado Springs and Chris from Michigan, very different approaches,
but very masterfully done on both of their aspects.
Absolutely. So it's I think that's really a treat of hearing poets read their own work. It's very cool.
Yes. Another poet that I like to hear his work, and he's quite masterful himself with not only his work but his titles. Please welcome from Kentucky, he is Philip.
You make me blush, sir.
Uh-huh.
Like, surely you're talking about somebody else.
That's a great title for a poem right there. You make me blush, sir, but surely you're talking about somebody else.
Especially in a masculine voice. That's beautiful.
Well, I appreciate that introduction, and since I've got a kind of a long one here, I'll get to it and see how it goes. And yes, I do have typically fairly long titles, but this was relatively short. Relevant psychological dossier with various stage directions for the protagonist of an unfinished play called Electively Mute.
All right.
And that is the title. All right, and here it goes. I am one who walks anonymous through the late night copper-lit city parks embroidered in burnt sienna October, a mournful sentry, a tearful shepherd tending downy ghost whispers spoken among dead children who visit after midnight so they may recount secret horrors. Church bells muffled in autumnal distances, red and tawny gold speckled with trees, lining the lonesome late-night train whistle blown plangent, a diapasonal octung resonant beyond sedate subdivisions where my boyish innocence was murdered among elitist families who set proper tables. Saunter on, nameless and lugubrious, accompanied by a trustworthy shadow strung like a Pinocchio puppet from globe street lamps, ripple eye across cobblestone paths, not as a babbling brook, but a stream of consciousness that flows onward over ideas and associations that resemble dreams. And again cries the locomotive that could, its dirge tone played true as a pied piper whistling through sylvan cathedrals, calling the feral young from their aged masters, who methodically quell wild inspiration, muzzle their raw impetus for common skill sets saleable to societal normalcy. The safeguards and rigid provisions for a two-car, two-kid, two-dog American dream passed on and foisted upon them, every eager boy-girl face, even the ones savagely seduced and penetrated by sickly satyrs. Return once more with a modicum of fortitude back into a stranger's home where my insomniac steps creak floors, wandering weary, Weltschmerz circles, sweaty with thoughts of Dante's Inferno, with rings within concentric rings until Gyges is evoked. Its omnipotent power I know would lead me unto vengeance, a blood-blade murderous rampage against those whose perversions lasciviously impaled childhood. Even so, I persist without enough time, scribbling down their spectral dictation, transforming them into sacred epitaphs, confused for the beauty of a poem that fades, dissipates as dawn fog, a veil raised from a savior's face, envisaged as one unknown. And there it is, fellers.
Beautifully done. Thank Masterfully you. Done.
Yeah,
and
very
I look
enjoyable.
Forward to the second segment.
Yes, the After Dark / Return Engagement, because we're kind of melding the two.
We're going to call it Rafter Dark.
Yes.
All right, that sounds wonderful. Well, I appreciate the support, and I look forward to hearing some more great poets.
Excellent. Stay tuned for the After Dark segment, because I'm actually going to give a nod to you, Mariah, and my poet friend that has passed, all in the same poem.
Well, that doesn't sound creepy.
Oh, well, I look forward to it. I'm very honored. All right.
Beautiful.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio.
Did you just say, essentially, you just were saying, so stay tuned for the erotic poem section? I'm going to be giving a nod to you, Philip. Is that what you just said?
Wow. Not.
That's exactly what you just
boil
said.
Boil it down into a roux, yes, that is exactly what I said. But the more...
But roux are tasty. This is just weird.
Are you going to let me finish the comment?
Sure, go ahead. Can
no,
I finish?
No. The okay. Moment has passed. All right. Mary, if you
She's
need
here.
To... You're that quick?
I am that good, man.
You are she the is Gandalf the of air. Radio. Please welcome Mary.
Oh, my. That's a nice introduction.
He is on type of
it's a Bob Dylan.
Oh. Beautiful.
And you can sing along if you'd like.
All right.
It might be fun. I think you'll recognize it. Okay. I'm going to put the phone on speaker, and then hopefully it won't sound like a tin can.
All right.
Here we go.
All right.
Gather round the floor wherever you roam. And if you stop your waters and drown in their throne, then accept you that soon you'll be drenched in storm. If you sigh through you in whispering, then you better start giving all your things on the soul. When you have the change, so don't matter. And keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. Just don't speak too slow for you feel you can. But there's no way to move that achievement. No way to move the now will be led out of wind. So the times they are changing.
Very well done.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, Mary.
I didn't hear you singing along.
I don't know that song.
We turned the microphones down because we want everybody to be able to hear it clearly, because it actually cuts out background noise, and that way everybody can sing along at home. We've done that ourselves too. Yeah.
I heard them all singing along.
There you go.
You might have a neighbor that listens, and you know.
I enjoy you guys every week. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We're glad you called. Thank you.
That was Mary on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio. Wow. I'm so impressed with how quickly you got her queued up.
Man.
I was thinking during that, though.
Oh, boy.
What if you're not...
Oh. Sorry.
What if you're not the Gandalf of radio? Maybe you're the Saruman.
Do you think that about a lot of people? Is that a common thought process for you?
Yeah.
We might need to talk to somebody about that.
I know. I'm in therapy for that. So, Bob Dylan has come up. Leonard Cohen has come up. Tom Waits has come up during our show. We always have this debate about the greatest living poets, and I'm very shocked that one person has never been mentioned in this debate at all.
Who's that?
Jimmy Pop. Just wrap your heads around that for a while.
What about Neil Diamond?
Well, Neil Diamond actually would fit into that equation.
You know, I heard a story once, speaking of Bob Dylan, that Neil Diamond ran into Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan asked him if he heard him singing a song about forever in blue jeans, and Neil Diamond lied about it.
What?
Let's move on. So, our next caller.
Our next caller from Houston, Texas. Please welcome Juanita. Hi, Juanita.
Hello? Fine, how are you?
I'm doing good. Welcome to our show.
Well, thank you so much for giving me some time here. I've got a piece called I'd Like to Be.
All right.
By Juanita Garcia Vera. And here we go. Of all the things I'd like to be, expressed in dreams as fantasies, I'd like to be the ray of light to kiss your lips and hold you tight. I'd like to be your favorite song. I'd be the words that touched your heart. So when you'd feel your heartstrings tug, you'd fall in love with me much more. I'd like to be the tear that falls from your brown eyes when you feel woe. I'd slowly fall into your lips so I could taste your lips of wine. I'd like to be the rain that falls on mountains high and valleys low, to trace each niche and every curve so I could touch your soul in sleep. And when the years have passed us by, when death our shadow be, I'd ask of God, please send sweet death for me. When our bodies bend with wear and memory begins to fail, when eyes have lost their lustrous glow and lips have lost their shiny blush, when silver shines from brow and crown, when wrinkles cover each and every inch, I'd still be dreaming of all the things I'd like to be. When I have left this earth's abode, I'd ask of God a short escape so I could be the brightest ray that breaks the gloom of endless night, the tear that halts and laughter lights, the rainy day that makes things bright, the thought that runs each now and then, the memory you love the most. That's it.
Very well done, Juanita. Thank you for calling our show.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Thank you for being a part of our family, too.
Okay. Thank you.
That was Juanita on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio. All right.
Man. So we've had two really solid segments. I just want to cover, we've had some people asking in the chat room. The Return Engagement and After Dark are the same segment.
It's going to be mixed together due to time constraints that we have.
Well, our reason for it is that no one wants to stay up till 3 in the freaking morning doing After Dark.
Yeah.
If we bring them together, we're going to just try it and tighten it up, okay? Yeah. But we'll make a very clear cut line, so in case you listen to the podcast or whatever, you'll know, okay?
Well, and yeah, we'll make the clear line. We're good. Exactly. Sorry. I was thinking something
All right.
else.
So before we go to the next call-in segment, because we want to try to get everybody in, I'm going to do a submission from a longtime submitter to our show. I guess that's the term.
Yeah.
It's Steve Junka. This is Teenage Soldier. Teenage soldier trains for war. Teenage soldier out the door. Teenage soldier says goodbye. Teenage soldier sees them sigh. Teenage soldier boards the plane. Teenage soldier never the same. Teenage soldier, Nam word bound. Teenage soldier, plane touches the ground. Teenage soldier, far from home. Teenage soldier's thoughts do roam. Teenage soldier, going home last. Teenage soldier, must learn fast. Teenage soldier, does his part. Teenage soldier, broken heart. Teenage soldier says goodbye. Teenage soldier sees them sigh. Teenage soldier goes back home. Teenage soldier thoughts do roam. And Steve Junka says his poem is dedicated to John Burnham after reading his book, Dog Tags of Courage. That was Steve Junka, and that's Teenage Soldier.
Great entry, Steve. Great read, Michael. That was
Thank you.
That was awesome. Holy cow, what a strong show we've had so far.
Yeah. Let's do some more.
Yeah, we've got, you know, we filled up that segment. Let's go ahead and do another 5 brand new callers. You're going to want to call 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
5 unique ones. That was Draven. And we're going to see him not only once, but twice in the next couple months. Once at their show, once at our show.
I haven't seen him like, got every week, a few, a bit.
You were telling us in the Wednesday meeting, now I try not to out too much that goes in our Wednesday meeting, did they put the wrong name on the board for your practice area?
So there's this really great rehearsal studios down in downtown Denver, so we were all down there, and they had booked us, and I think it was the person walking around just, you know, just kind of putting the names of the bands on the board, had misread it or didn't hear it, so the silent still became the secret spill. And we've decided that is our hipster secret,
you know,
secret
what? Band name. That's the acoustic band.
Yes.
Well, no, it's actually decided. It's not the acoustic band. What it's going to be is when we decide to open for the Silent Still wearing fake beards and doing country and western music.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That's the secret spill.
Well, I agree with that.
I had a friend that used to really be into the Dead, and the Dead would book their normal show, and then, like, the night before, they would book, like, an intimate theater.
There you go. Totally different things.
That's Red Dark. An intimate theater, and they would book under another band's name or a made-up fictitious band name, and I could totally see the Silent Still doing that once they become that enormously popular, going, oh, you know what? The Secret Spill. We'll book under that.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, the Dead actually once did one as the Warlocks around here.
Wow.
And my friend actually caught wind that it was the Warlocks and went and saw them, like, in this 300-seat theater. And he's like, it was amazing.
Okay, so we've got a unique situation, guys.
We do.
We didn't have a single caller.
No, we had
We had a caller, and that was Dennis. And Dennis was asking about our Poet of the Month and seeing it being the beginning of the month. And We've kind of fallen behind on that a bit.
We'll own that.
So we'll be better. So we talked about it for a few minutes. We realized we had a list of people we wanted to do as Poet of the Month. And so the next one on the list is William Butler Yeats.
Nice.
And so that will be our Poet of the Month. So if you're someone prone to doing covers, like I know Dennis is.
I know Dennis loves covering the Poet of the
and
Month.
And I probably will because I love Yeats.
Well, now that you've got a book out, maybe you should be Poet of the Month next month.
It doesn't feel right.
No,
to
if
me.
You have a better suggestion, go ahead and hit us up on our
page. I would be a terrible Poet of the Month.
And suggest our Poet of the Month for September.
That's right. That's helpful, too. Because, yeah. I mean, you know, we have a list, but we also like to hear from our readers.
We do.
Our listeners. I mean.
Yeah. You know, everybody's allowed to have a suggestion, and, you know, maybe they'll hit on a chord that could be unanimously voted on by the three of us. Not that we're ever unanimous in anything.
Actually, we're unanimous on most.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
So let's do this. Let's do another call segment.
Do one more call
segment. And this is going to be return engagement. This will be after dark. This will be the thing.
So we're going to want to cut now if you're got young ones listening.
Are you sure? We got Dennis sitting on the line.
Oh, Dennis is still on the line? Because he's not on our
board.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought Dennis wasn't on the line.
My apology on that.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Dennis.
No, this is still World Poetry Open Mic proper for one more caller, and then we're going to do the After Dark. So prepare your kids for bed. Get them a nice drink of water.
Stop telling people how to parent. What are you? Stop telling people how to parent.
All right. Let's go to Dennis.
If I want to feed them nothing but cookies,
Dennis,
I will do it out.
Save us from ourselves.
Hello, it's Dennis from Michigan.
Hello, and welcome to our show, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope to add to it. I have a couple of Clarihue tonight, which is they are four-line poems about certain characters, so about people. And this is dedicated to a prominent politician. And the first one is, the flamboyant Donald Trump pursued campaign trail to stump. To the presidency he did aspire, not wishing to hear the words, "You're fired." The second one is this. The business maverick Donald Trump took off on a run like Forrest Gump, a presidential candidate with great flair, never befuddled, and has great hair.
Love it. Very well done, my friend.
That was great, Dennis. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I had fun with it, too. Thanks for being on tonight and every Friday night. And you guys are really appreciated. And I'm going to sign off and say God bless.
God bless you, Dennis. That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio.
Okay, Dennis, you ready?
Dennis is quite the crafty poet and humorist. For sure.
And he's very humble about it, too.
Yes.
All right, so now we're going to do the next call-in segment, right?
No.
What are we doing now?
Well, we have this special member on our crew. Have I not told you?
That's right.
We started the show. I had no clue. I mean, we knew he was the best technical producer in radio, but we had absolutely no clue that he was the haiku master.
Because I do this kind of weird hazing thing when we start working with somebody. I generally start doing terrible things. I'll like throw food at their head and, you know, just to kind of see what their reactions are like. Because basically, it comes from the martial arts training. I want to see if I'm up against another secret ninja.
That's him.
And so I threw a plate of macaroni and cheese. Turned out,
he's a haiku master.
He's a haiku master.
Yeah.
You know, you really can write poetry well, even though you have a bunch of macaroni and cheese on you.
I gotta say,
you know,
yeah,
you just kept writing. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, Phyllis was wisdom, benevolent one.
Careful. Okay,
it's not that segment of the show yet.
Oh, sorry.
My three.
Is that what that tattoo is?
That's not a tattoo.
Okay. Ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Okay. Stuck on a puzzle. The challenges for your brain. Don't freak out too much.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Ready? Uh-huh. Number two. Warping of plastic. The gravity of it all. Pushing down on that spring. Okay. Or push down on that spring. Sorry. Okay. One too many syllable.
Okay.
The bustle of work. Unexpected volume hits. Caution of ulcers.
Oh.
Hmm.
I like how he dances around a point, and he does it in such a way that it's difficult to really pinpoint things.
Yes. Kind of like having an argument with him.
But it's funny, when you argue with him, it's like punching what you think would be a pool of water, but instead it turns out to be solid granite.
Or you break your hand.
You know why?
Why?
Because like water, he is a haiku master.
Oh boy, he's a haiku master!
The greatest thing I have ever recorded in my life.
My hand hurts.
Hi-ya!
All right.
All right. So we'll be back in a very short amount of time. We're going to Studio X.
That was quite the refreshing hurricane ride. The wind in my hair.
I'm so relaxed right now.
Yeah.
So chill. So relaxed.
Hey, there it is.
I think that was me, actually, guys. It was just barely out of plugged in. My fault.
Studio X unplugged.
It happens. All right, so I have a couple. I have a challenge to do this week, but I'm also going to do just another kind of famous song first.
All right,
The song we're doing was the song I was challenged to do was "Divide Overflow" by Tony Medina. It's a really strong song, so I'm going to do that at the end. I think people will remember this one. I'm not even going to say what it is.
All right.
Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. You spread your wings and you take to the sky. But till that morning, ain't no nothing can harm. With Daddy and Mommy standing by. Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
I love that song.
I do too. I found it in a really odd way, which I'll talk about on the show sometime, but it's a pretty cool song.
Yeah, not many people cover Sublime.
Not many.
I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, yeah, totally Sublime. That's who did it.
Oh. Yeah, and Philip is just going.
All right, so this is from Tony Medina. Now, the lyrics don't exist anywhere online. This Divide Overflow from Tony Medina. Look it up on Google. You'll find it's on his Reverb Nation page. He's got a lot of great songs. I mean,
he's a great songwriter.
Yeah. Great songwriter. So, since there are no lyrics, some of the words I couldn't exactly figure out what they were, so I just wrote the words I thought were the closest to what I could hear. And
improvisational music.
We'll see what it goes.
Of direction is gone. What I do makes no sense, and I don't love what I have become. The choices I make, I lament. Here it comes, straight from nowhere. What makes me see the rest on the other side? Felt down like words, my head and hands betrayed their sight. It's so much easier when it hurts, and I hasten the voice of my mind. Here it comes, straight from nowhere. What makes me see the rest on the other side? I can't be all that you need to be. success. Watching my own sputtering fade, I dream the dream in excess. Awaken my eyes and it's made. Here it comes, straight from nowhere. Thank you. So that was Divide Overflow from Tony Medina. And that's that. That is Studio X.
That was Studio X in its rawest, most intense form I've seen in a long time.
Oh, thank you.
So we didn't have a person challenge you. And if you want to challenge Michael for next week, hit my Facebook page, private message me, or you can email me at jtoddunderhill@yahoo.com. However, I think we should make you choose your own challenge. In fact, you did choose your own talent.
Yeah,
you just don't know it.
Well, bringing a new song. I mean, I like the idea of being able to bring a new song. Some challenges are just, they just don't work. So, I mean, if I get a few challenges, I'll choose the one I think is going to be the best thing to do for the show.
No, yeah. but I got to say, you chose your own challenge for next week. You just don't know it.
Oh.
Yeah, we've mentioned a few songs tonight, but I think one of the ones you mentioned you should cover.
Okay.
Forever in Blue Jeans. I think you should do that.
Okay. I reserve the right to screw with the arrangement a little bit.
You can mess with it however you'd like. Make it your own.
An all-rap version.
Do. Oh, yes.
All right. Okay, cool. Forever in Blue Jeans.
All right. So, for Michael Amade, the Hasquatch, and myself, we want to thank you for tuning in. We urge you to tune in next week. Call in and share your poetry. Good night, Robert Mordling, wherever you're at.